93.7, the River Goes Tears for Fears, Dog and Joe Show on a Friday before Father's Day. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be out at the first annual Brewfest over there at the Front Street Animal Shelter. 21 and older, now up to 50 breweries out there, unlimited tasting. We got the details waiting for you on Facebook. If, in fact, they haven't sold out, we know they were close on Wednesday. They might still have some tickets going for $30 if you put the Dog and Joe Show code in, but it is going on tomorrow. You get access into the California Auto Museum, bunch of games, 21 and older, plus unlimited tasting. Joe and I are going to be out there. It goes on tomorrow, noon to 5. We'll be out there right at noon. As soon as that big hand hits the little hand and they say 12 o'clock straight up, cups go to the sky.
They are so stoked and so excited. There's so much. I was just down there yesterday. I had to run down to Front Street real quick. The little puppy that we got, little Stella, had
your pocket poochie,
her last shots. And I went in and was, and I couldn't stay long, couldn't talk to them because they are moving and shaking, dude. They're getting ready to get things up and get things set up.
Did they have anything set up, like tents and all that yet?
No, not yet, but they had it all laying on the ground, getting ready to go up.
Good. Join us tomorrow if you can. Get the tickets, everything waiting for you on Facebook. And to this now, since it is a Father's Day weekend, U.S. Open. Yes, going on in New York. Hey, Joe has always wondered, hey, what's happened to you, man? You turned on me. When it comes to golf, Joe always thinks that I turned into some other type of person. He thinks that I always, like, turned on him.
That was your beginning into the turning, it was.
Joe felt like I left him behind or I betrayed him or something because I started golfing, and Joe never understood it.
Well, you started golfing, then you loved it. And then you really do it a lot, and I got I'm like uninvited.
And I think that's what kind of drove me to it. It was something that you didn't like to do and something I know you wouldn't want to do with me. So the more I did it, and the less you wanted to go, the more I loved it.
That's what hurts the most because all the really like higher ups in the industry that we work in and probably the industries that you guys work in too play golf.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. They all go out and they drink and they play golf and now Dog gets to go do that with them. I have to stay home.
Yeah. And it's actually fantastic because when we go out there, all we do is crack jokes about you.
I'm sure you do.
And it's fun. And this is why though. Joe's always said, why, man? Why'd you start doing it? You always hated it just like I did. And then you fell in love with it, man. How come? I'll tell you how come. Two words. Scott Gregory. Okay. He's playing in the U.S. Open. What he shot yesterday was a 92. He completed his round with a 92. And I know you don't know what a 92 in golf means, Joe, but what that means is Scott Gregory sucks.
Okay.
And Scott Gregory, on most courses, on my best day, not much better than me. And he got into the U.S. Open. He shot a 92, one of the worst scores ever for a U.S. Open. This guy's out there with shovels, man. He's out there like he doesn't even have club heads on the back of his sticks. This guy's out there busting his ass, just trying to salvage. All he wants to do is go home and die because this guy shot a 92. And this is why and I think others play this game, because you watch Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods had a rough day yesterday, too. Hit some great shots, but he just couldn't put a score together. You take all these majestic men, and you put them in all their fancy Adidas and all their FootJoy hats. You give them all these clubs and all their Titleist balls, and they got their pink shirts on and their hot blue pants, and they go out there and they poop the bed.
They do?
And it's fantastic to watch, and that's what makes the Weekend Warriors and all these other hat golfers like me love the game, because you know on any given day, you might be able to hit a shot as good as them or hit a shot better than them. And golf does not discriminate. Just when you think you might have it figured out, ooh, the big spooky golf monster comes out and humiliates you, pulls your pants down, and pushes you in the pond.
Let me ask you this. Do you still count it as a victory if your best shot equaled their worst?
Depends, yeah.
And you say, I played golf just like Tiger Woods today, and it was the best shot you've ever hit in your life, and you did equal him, but it was the worst shot he's ever hit.
Yeah, there's something to be said about that. Okay. Absolutely.
Because I would accept that in my life. If it was something that I played, I would be right. Yep, I did.
That's how it works, and that's what drags these guys. That's why golf has lasted so long, is because you can go out there, and all it takes is one just clean shot. You get this good, pure shot, and it feels good. And one hole, I mean, the ball goes where you want, you putt it out, you get a par. I mean, a life of pars is fantastic. A life of bogey golf is fantastic. But just when you get those one shots and you look at these guys on TV, and I love that the U.S. Open is on Fox again, because Joe Buck, awful. awful golf commentator.
Did he play? Joe Buck is a football commentator, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on Fox. He's Fox's main guy. He always calls the U.S. Open now. And he calls golf like it's a sport, like a football or a basketball, and he's awful at it. You would think he knows a little bit about it. He probably plays it, but he can't call it. And he's on TV, and it's just Fox does awful coverage in their camera. It looks like it's overseas.
When you're calling golf and you're on TV, you're doing it like Joe Buck does. Are you doing it at the volumes that we're doing, and are you going like this? Tiger's now.
No, Joe Buck sounds like it's an NFL game.
Okay.
Yeah. 9 under. Tiger Woods coming up. Had a rough start today. We'll take him to the ninth. Here he goes. He's going to tee it off. Tiger Woods on the last hole, if you saw, he triple bogeyed. Tiger Woods trying to shake off a little bit of the nerves. Tiger Woods, as you know, hasn't been to the...
Now, give me how a golf commentator would do it.
Well, most of the time, they just kind of hang out. Like, if you watch Jim Nance do it.
There's, like, silence more times than they're speaking?
No, they call it more normal now than they used to, but it's not as hyped up as Joe Buck. Joe Buck thinks he's at, like, an NFL combine or something.
I mean, I don't think you could blame the guy. That's typically what he does. I mean, you put him into a soccer match, a tennis match, he's going to call it like football.
It just sounds funky, and the camera work, again... It looks like they're over in England. I mean, Fox does an awful job, but here's what's great about Fox doing the U.S. Open, especially with Tiger Woods being there. They have horrible audio producers. So, I mean, you hear the guys out there, they're cussing. I heard yesterday two S words, heard an F word. You hear it from the fans.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of cussing on Fox coverage because they don't know how to...
They don't have their directionals down.
No, they don't know how to capture the audio. They don't have the delay.
Oh, that's funny.
It's funny. And Tiger Woods, he's one of the worst offenders when it comes to cussing, and that's why you should watch the U.S. Open this weekend, because he's playing and he's had some good runs up to the U.S. Open, but he's doing miserable right now. And Tiger Woods, he melts. He throws his clubs.
He comes unhinged, doesn't he?
Oh, he says the F word loud. I mean, there's all these people around. Because the deal is after you hit the ball off the tee.
Does he break his clubs ever? Do you ever see him break their clubs or bend them or hit them on the ground so hard that when they get done, they're like U-shaped or L-shaped?
I'm sure he has. I haven't seen Tiger Woods break one, but I know he has. But he slams them down. And so the big deal is everyone's quiet. You know, they hold up the things that say, hush, shh, quiet. And then they hit their shot, and everyone's like, yeah, Tiger! Woo! And then everyone starts screaming, and a Tiger hits a bad shot. You just hear him shout the F word, and he slams his club down.
You stop yelling right now. Chump suck. Does he yell at people like that, or does he just yell at himself because he's angry?
No, he's just pissed at himself. So,
that's funny.
And to Tiger Woods, something else with golf.
Does he, if I may ask one more question, does he know where he's at when he's playing these courses? Does he show up to play golf? And I'm being legitimate. I'm not trying to hurt the man because I like him too. Sober?
Unless he's taking medication for his back.
He seems it, though. Like, if he was to talk to him, he knows what course he's on and what state he's in.
He doesn't look like he did when they picked him up in Florida.
I didn't know.
No. And yesterday, too, he was playing with Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson. I watched it yesterday. He was out in a threesome with them. And what you do in golf is you take your hat off. When you get to 18, you're all finished up, you take your hat off, you go around, you shake the caddy's hand, you shake the other opponent's hand. He took his hat off yesterday, man, and the dude's almost bald.
Oh, he's losing it.
Oh, he looks old, and he looks rough. You look at him with his hat on.
You think he's happy?
I think he's trying to get happy. I think he wants to enjoy the game, and he's trying really hard, but he's older. You know, and he's been through a lot with his body, but he takes his hat off, and you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, Tiger. I mean,
just go Jordan on us. Shame it.
He looks rough, and he looks old. And I didn't check today, but I know DJ, Dustin Johnson, he teed off at 8 o'clock. He was 1 under yesterday when I watched, and he's the guy that I want to win. He's a fantastic golfer. That's the guy that's dating Pauline Gretzky.
Yes, yeah.
He's the guy that is
like the new cool dude, isn't he, of golf?
Well, you talk to the other golfers out there, they're not fans of DJ. Because one, he's got the longest drive in golf right now. He's pretty fantastic. He's in great shape. And he's taken a lot of wives from the other tour guys. Yeah.
No kidding.
He's boned quite a few of the women out there.
The Neil Schoen of golf?
Yeah. And he had that little booger sugar habit where he was doing a lot of cocaine.
What kind of sport is this thing attracted these days?
I'm telling you.
They're doing blow?
Oh, yeah.
The golfers.
Oh, man. The Joe always thinks of people out there that don't golf, and I know people hate
hearing this. When I think of golf, I just think of boners and nerds and doobers and... Not that you are, but that's the style of, and not that the people I know are, but that's the style of individual you think of when you think of golf.
People think,
not to be insultive to you golfers.
People think golf is all buttoned up and hoity-toity.
You really do, just like real business. You take off your business suit, you Mr. Yeah. Rogers your shoes, and out you go.
And then you go to a golf course, and you're going to see. You're going to see district attorneys. You're going to see judges. You're going to see doctors. You're going to see dentists. You're going to see...
Doing coke.
No, let me finish. No. I'm not saying all those guys do coke. What I'm saying is you're going to take all these pillars of a community, all these aristocrats and all these well-received gentlemen. You take these guys out onto a golf course, you've never seen a more motley bunch of scumbags ever with the language they use and what they start doing. You light a cigar, you get a cocktail, the drink cart comes out. You've never heard such saltier, more profane language coming from more such dignified people in all your life. The golf course is basically a saloon attached to the bottom of a brothel. I mean, that's what it is. It's a saloon bar. The guys are just reckless.
Can you just go and hang out? Like, do I need to actually hit a physical ball from a tee, or can I just run around with you guys while you're acting that way and just drink with you?
I like how you asked me, and if you want to be more specific, just say, dog, can I go out with you and wash your balls? Yeah. I mean, you could go out anytime you
all
want.
Right.
Dana liked that one.
Yep. Yeah.
Anytime you want, we'll go 18 holes, and you can keep my balls clean.
You're talking about with that little machine they have by the thing, right?
Well, yeah.
The ball cleaner.
You put it in there and you go...
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I do that.
You can caddy for me?
Sure. I hate you. I really do. I do.
You can caddy me,
I'm being legitimate, though. I want to drive the golf cart.
Yeah, you can. You go out there, you drive the cart, you wash my balls, we'll go out, we'll have a couple beers.
Okay with that.
I'm just telling
you. I'll wash the whole triplets balls or whatever it is, the whole quadruplet, whatever you guys play in, with that ball-washing device.
Yes, foursomes. Yes, that's what you play in.
Yeah, I'll wash all the foursomes balls.
Tiger Woods, listen to this. Tiger Woods, unless he negotiated a discount, this is what he's paying, because they're at Sag Harbor, New York. Okay, they're playing in New York. And this course, if you haven't seen it, and I know golf, people are bored by it. This course is daunting. I mean, all it looks like is a beach with a little bit of grass. There is sand all over this thing, and it's a pretty hard course. So, Tiger Woods, he's got this 150-foot yacht. He pulls up, and people can't believe this. He's paying $1,085 a day to dock his yacht, this 150-foot yacht, because he lives down in Florida.
God!
So what he did is he took a trip up the coast, up from Florida. He pulls into the Sag Harbor there. He docks his 150-foot yacht, $1,085 a day, okay? And what they charge Tiger to park his yacht there is $7 a foot. That's what it comes out to. And so they're talking about all this other stuff, and it's going to go from $930 to $1,085 a day. And people are like, oh, my God, I can't believe that anyone would pay that much. Think about Tiger Woods, worth like $430 million. That's like me and you staying at a... It's cheaper for him to pay $1,085 a day than it would be for you and I to stay at a Motel 5.
When you put it like that, you're right. That's bizarre. That is unreal.
And for everyone out there, you know, I mean, Tiger Woods actually worth $740 million.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's worth tons and tons of cash. God. So people are like, oh my God, how does Tiger... I don't care how good my golf game is. If I've got a 155-foot yacht, and it takes like 15 minutes to get from the yacht to the course, if that's where I'm staying, there shouldn't be a question one about what kind of game or player I am or was. When I roll into town in a 155-foot yacht...
Well, that's fair.
You better shout my name. You better clean my shoes. I mean, you better wash my balls. And that's before we get to the course.
Oh, my God.
Well, you got to start with clean balls. You don't want to show up with grass and everything.
They don't let you on the course with dirty balls,
do they? No, you got to have clean balls, yeah.
I thought that was something I heard.
Here's Journey on the River. Highway Run.